Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And we're all here for you, the Arizona homeowner.
We had one more call about the landscape watering at the end of the hour. It was a gentleman from Phoenix who had redone his own irrigation system. His bill had been $1,100.
Oh,
so probably Arcadia, maybe.
Ouch.
No, they're irrigation. They're irrigation. I didn't get clearly where he lives. But anyway, he redid his whole landscape, and his last bill was $400.
Well, there's another great success story of what proper planning can do.
Yeah, he also reiterated, you know, not to water when it's raining. And then also the timers that sense when it's going to rain, and those smart timers are really invaluable.
They pay for themselves, that's for sure. It would have automatically turned your sprinklers off about 3 weeks ago. It has been an incredible monsoon season. You've heard us talking about it all this show and really all this month. And we wanted to talk again this hour about this monsoon season, about we warned you back in April and May, get your roof inspected now. Don't blow off your roof inspections. And I have to tell you, I've heard from my mom 4 times this monsoon season. She just wanted to call me and tell me, I'm so happy I had my roof inspected back in May by the Rosie certified roofer that did my roof. She's just so tickled that now she can just watch the storms and enjoy them from inside the house and not be worried about it. So maybe you didn't do the pre-roof inspection, where we're going to have Rosie certified roofer Tyler Johnson of Johnson Roofing in shortly. And he's going to talk about, okay, you didn't get your roof inspected. Maybe you are experiencing a little bit of leak. Maybe you need to be educated on what to do should you see a leak. We're going to talk about the art of tarping all in the next segment at Rosie on the House with Tyler Johnson of Johnson Roofing. But right now, you heard me talk about a segment that we're now going to build into a regular part of the show. And it's brought to you by a whole new category of people living at the Rosie on the House referral network. We call it the aging and living in place category. It's become a huge trend over the last decade. And we've got members in the Rosie on the House certification that can help you, yourself, or your family in negotiating the events of aging in place. We've got Helping Hands Senior Services. It's a free senior placement service that you can use. We've got Get Organized with Bridges that can help you downsize or eliminate the clutter that's causing you stress or preparing you to move into a new facility. And of course, we've got TWD, Design Build Remodel, your aging in place experts. All of these services are now found at Rosie on the House under Aging and Living in Place. They're sponsoring this segment of the show. Sweet Jennifer, our aging in place certified leader, take us there.
Well, yeah, thank you. So aging in place kind of has puts a bad taste in your mouth. You want to tune out right away, but we all want to be independent as long as we can. So we're going to try to make this segment on a consistent basis, and we'll try to have fun with it too. But aging is not for sissies, you know, so you're trying to stay at home, your body's not keeping up with what you're used to, and there's just some things you can do to help in that home to keep you there longer and safely. So last time we spoke about falling, and we talked specifically about the bathroom and the shower. And we talked about slip doctor. That's a treatment you can put on your floor to kind of etch it and keep you from falling. Different kinds of mats. We talked about all kinds of things. But one thing I didn't add in there was the super pole. And the super pole is a floor-to-ceiling bar, and it has a handle on it. And you can put that thing right outside your shower, right outside your tub, right beside your bed, and it's almost like having another pair of hands to help you. And so, and we installed one in my mom's house a while back, and you can, when you're done with them, you just take them out.
And when she moved, we actually had other customers that wanted to borrow it while we were remodeling their bathroom to accommodate their aging in place designs.
Yeah, and it's just like a pole from floor to ceiling, but it also has like little bends in it for your hand and also a little handle. And you can, those are adjustable. You can even put them next to the toilet. So anyway, that's just wonderful. If you have the strength to use that, it's a great tool. But I wanted to talk a little bit more about falling, because once someone falls, that often starts a very bad downward spiral. So you want to think about falling, preventing falling all through your house. And some of the things that really contribute to falling are the failure of eyesight. And, you know, you think about it being, there's all kinds of things that keep you from, conditions that would keep you from sensing depth or color or contrast or...
And loss of balance. I mean, when you're used to could let the little dog run between your feet and you could hop and skip and dance around it, you kind of lose that ability. And sometimes that little dog coming around.
And couple that with depth, lack of depth perception, and also just you're stiffer. So, you have your field of vision is less. So it's a lot of things that can complicate keeping your balance or staying upright. So some of the things you can do.
Proactively
would be to make sure that there's not a lot of glare in the house. And whether that's using the right kind of light bulbs on the inside or making sure you have the right kind of glazing or sunscreens on the outside where you can, you're inhibited from seeing clearly. And another thing you can do is make sure that there's contrast whenever there's a change of flooring, especially if there's a step up or down. As you get older, you might not be able to discern that and you could completely miss it. So one thing you could do is use different surfaces, different colors, different colors in carpet, just anything like that that would help the eye to catch that there's a difference. Hey, there's a change coming up. Pay attention. Also, as much as we love our area rugs, they're really not a good idea. It's really easy to get your shoe caught on the edge or your walker or anything like that. So area rugs are not recommended. And then just really clear the clutter. Make sure the things are picked up. There's a lot of room to move around and you don't have a chance of tripping over something.
All of this aging in place segment will be a regular part of the show. If you've got tips or ideas you'd like to share or strategies that you've used successfully at your home or at the home of loved ones, feel free to send that information to us at Roselle in the House and we'll cover it. We'd like to thank again a new category of service providers that we have at Roselle in the House listed under aging, living in place. Thank you. Now, another segment that we have fairly regularly is what stumped Rosie this week. And boy, I don't know what it was, but these storms, and it's ironic, we were talking earlier with John J. Harper about the monsoons he and I remember from the 70s and the 60s. You know, the monsoons always blew in from the south out of the Sea of California and up blowing from the southwest to the northeast. So many of these storms have come in from the north as a way of a high pressure being held up. And it changes everything as to the reaction your property may have as to where the water's flowing from, where it's trying to go. Leaks on the north side of the house that we've never seen before that were just ignored. The rain never came that way before. What do you do with unwanted surface water? The number of inquiries we've had at the office over the past couple of weeks about, hey, can you come install a French drain? Come install a French drain. Come install a French drain. That isn't as easy as you would hope it could be. A French drain for a residential lot can really very easily be overwhelmed. Romy, do you happen to remember the statistic for every inch of rain that you rain harvest per 1,000 square feet of your roof area? It's 600 gallons?
I think so.
So that's 12 55-gallon drums in a 1-inch rain on a 1,000 square foot. So it's almost impossible residentially, particularly in the tight condo homes, and they're the ones with the small patios that have the biggest amount of drainage problem because all the roofs are just dropping into an area. The water's got no place to go. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of gallons of water. But in the situation where it's the only thing you can do with it, I can tell you that it isn't too big to dig a hole 6 foot by 6 foot, a minimum 6 foot deep. And then you have to put geotechnical fabric, line the hole with it, because you don't want the mud silting in this drain that you're building. Then you take vertical PVC pipe with holes drilled in it, and you stack it in that hole. And then you fill the hole with 2-inch size rock. And I even take the PVC pipe and I pound it into the ground as far as I can get it. Then I load the entire thing with 2 to 4 inch size rock. Then I lay a geotech material over the top of it, and then a drainage grate on top of that. And it will even be overwhelmed in the size rain events we've had. But it will help to some degree. But you're not gonna be successful. People want us to come out and do a French drain, and they're thinking, I'm going to dig a hole about the size of a 5-gallon bucket and fill it with rocks. That's nothing. That's not getting anything done. So if you don't have the room to put in something that's about the size of 6 feet by 6 feet, that's going to be a minimum of 6 foot deep, then we really don't have the opportunity to use French drains as a strategy on your property. Just one little tip, something we've been getting asked about a lot with all the surface water we've been dealing with in the rain events this past current monsoon season.